Graham Thickens here at the Demo 2010 Pavilion floor at Booth 21 with VoiceBase, and I have with me Walter Boschtiger, who is the founder and CEO.
Yes.
And I was really impressed with this pitch this afternoon, and I'm going to let Walter tell you about what VoiceBase is all about.
Well, VoiceBase makes search in voice, in recordings, also videos, that simple. Imagine you search for a content, it takes you right there, you can listen right to the areas you're interested in. It allows you to share conversations, it allows you to interact on conversations with people. Right now, we have the issue that voice are information silos. They're not accessible, not searchable. Like this podcast here is normally not accessible with what I said. It might be accessible with what's in the title and the description, but not with the content that was mentioned.
Yes, right. So this technology will enable people to get at podcasts like this and see the whole transcript, right?
Yes, exactly. It's the use case is really you see the transcript, obviously, but it's also just defining the audio mining, meaning you're looking about voice, and there's lots of interviews you do, and you want to just listen to the ones that deal with voice or security or whatever your field of interest is. If that is not, that keyword you're looking for is not in a title, it's typically lost.
Yeah.
With VoiceBase, you jump not just to the recording, but also right into the right section within the recording, because it might be a two-hour recording, and they only talked for 5 minutes. You only want to listen to those 5 minutes, and that's what VoiceBase allows you to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
An easy, fast, simple way.
Yeah. So it's about recording meetings and interviews and
conferences.
Conferences.
Here.
You've got all the demo presentations.
Yes.
Listed on a page here. All the videos. Huh?
Exactly. So I can say now when Matt Marshall talked about let's do the farm pig pumpkin again.
Oh yeah.
Now Matt Marshall in his keynote talked about farm pig. And pumpkins.
Farmville, yep.
So he mentioned, you can see how many times he mentioned here pumpkin. He mentioned it once. I click on it. Let's see here. I'm sorry, here. Oh, yep. Really fast. A little unstable with Chrome. But he mentioned here pumpkin once.
And there was spiritual pumpkins. There was corn.
Oh, but pigs. Let's say pigs.
This pink pig wanders onto the farm. It's the first thing that happens.
Yep. I remember that talk.
We're turning pigs to our competitors' farms.
Now, obviously, you wouldn't be looking for pigs and farms and pumpkins. You might be looking for security, for voice,
right,
for social
right.
media, Twitter, Facebook.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So this is an amazing search engine here.
It is a search engine, you're right.
How long does it take when I upload a file before I'm going to see that transcript there?
It typically takes, if you have an 1 hour file, it typically takes about 2 hours to get back. If it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes. Now, I don't know what
bad.
It is today, because since we launched, it might be a little longer, you get an email. So you upload it, you get it, you don't have to worry about anything, you get an email when it's done, you click on it, and you're right there. Search this conversation, and just search by keyword.
So, and anybody can use this? It's going to be opened up to the public?
It's open right now.
Okay. And we can use it at no cost?
When you upload, you can choose between premium, free basic,
okay.
premium, and human.
Okay.
If you use free basic, you can upload as much as you want, and it gets stored for a year.
Okay.
After 1 year, you decide do you want to keep it or not. If you keep it, you pay roughly $2 an hour.
Okay.
But it's not like we charge you every month. It actually, you pay it once, and that's for life. You can save your content, and then you can travel the world. You don't have to worry about having your credit card on file and being charged and not paying, and all your content is lost.
Yeah.
You pay for it once, you say, this is what I want to keep.
Yeah.
You pay us once, and we keep it for you. Safe and secure for whenever you need to access it.
Beautiful. And what kind of file formats can we upload? Pretty much anything? MP3, WAV?
WAV, MP3, MP4, FLV, VMV, AV, MOVE, MPEG, AAC, 3GP. Everything we can find.
Wow.
Now here's something, you can also upload video, but maybe give us another month before to do that. It already works. bucks. You had to price it really expensive, because right now the way it's done, it's very resource intensive.
Right.
So stick to audio right now. In a month, come back with video.
Yeah.
Or you can do it now, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, cool. I'll have to upload a bunch of my interviews from demo here, including yours.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Here's just something
I will definitely do that.
Once you have to log in and upload it, but when you're in there, then don't forget to make it public. If you want other people to see it, click on share. And you see you want to share this, you click on share here. Now it's for the whole public, and then the next thing is here, Twitter, Facebook.
Oh, beautiful.
Click on it, and it's right there.
Oh, I love it. This is awesome. This is one of my favorites of the show. How long has your company been at it, and how many of you are there?
Right now, we're about 15 people.
How many? One five.
But we're spread out all over the world. With people in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine, in Houston. And it's just, we look for the best people, best and brightest. And the result is we closed funding in May.
Okay.
Now, we delivered the whole solution with human, premium, transcription, public search, local search, including recording everything in 3 months. So wait for us. Give us another 2 or 3 months. You'll see amazing developments happen.
Who did you get funding from?
The Band of Angels in Palo Alto.
Oh, beautiful.
So we're very happy with them. And actually, the person with me on stage, iMeme, is former iMeme founder, Jan. He's an advisor, helps us really tremendously.
I see. And what kind of a team do you have here in the Bay Area? Are you in Palo Alto too?
We are located actually up in Marin. We have Spencer.
Oh, you said that.
Yes,
yeah.
We have Spencer. We're roughly 4 or 5 people.
Okay.
Four or five people is in the Bay Area. So all future business development will happen here. Technical programming, that's in the other locations.
Yeah.
That's where we really go for the best talent we can find.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting. You must be getting a lot of great reaction from
great.
Especially from the press. I think the press can relate publishers and press people.
We were just in USA Today. We just noticed.
Oh, were you? Oh,
so,
yeah.
Just a warning.
Ed Begg got you in.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I don't know what happens now to your recording. Maybe it might take a little bit longer, but we'll ramp up capacity.
Well, I'll get it up there as soon as I can.
I'd love
Walter,
to. Excellent.
Great meeting you.
Absolutely.
And,
thank you.
Lots of luck with VoiceBase.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
awesome.
Talk to you soon.